This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Toba Dott. My guests this week for Around Montgomery County is Dave Leonard, Ruth Byers, and Sean Webb from the Irish Days Committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. We are here to talk about the 102nd Irish Days celebration. Dave, let's start with you. We'll be here before you even know it.
We'd just like to welcome all of the WSMI listening area folks to come up to Farmersville starting on June 14th through the 16th. Come see us. We've got a lot of great things planned. Thursday evening, bingo and fish and beer tent. We're going to have the band Livewire.
Good band.
Very good band. A local fellow there, grew up with him. Married, a couple years younger than me, but Denny Lucas grew up in Farmersville, and just always a pleasure to have him back. A lot of retro 80s, that style of music. So come up, enjoy Denny and Livewire. And a little earlier in the evening, opening ceremony by Wagner American Legion Post 701, followed by the Little Mr. Miss Contest.
That's always a big draw with
it,
the
it,
parents.
It is, and I'm thinking we've got five girls and one boy, or two boys, something.
Okay.
We've got a half a dozen kids or so, so that ought to be a real good evening for us.
And
Friday, 2 o'clock, our famous Hillbilly Golf Tournament. There's going to be a little music by a little group of local kids called Acoustic Jam. They'll be playing while the Hillbilly Golf Tournament's going on. Later on that evening, we're going to have a minute to win it game over in the pavilion, followed by the introduction of the Queen Contest, and then later, music by The Remedy and the Beer Tent.
And let's move on to Saturday here. And Ruth, it's a very special event to start things off at 7 o'clock. It's the Breast Cancer Fun Run and Walk.
Yes, this is our fourth year. We're pretty excited. We had over 400, close to about 450 people last year. It was, each year it gets bigger, and it's great. We're going to meet at the old high school gym when you come into Farmersville. It's on the right-hand side when you come in over the overhead. And registrations, if you haven't registration before, it starts at 7. And the Fun K Run Walk will start at 8. The 1 mile fun run will start at 8:30. And there's going to be a small program honoring the survivors at the pavilion after the walk. I know a lot of people, the time they get done running or walking, sometimes they have someplace else to go. But I really encourage them to stay because it's really a touching program. If you have any questions, you can call me at 227-4567. Or you can call Alicia Grossenheider, which is 324-3171. I urge everyone, it's well worth your $10. And we do have, when you have your form, you have in the honor of or the memory of. And we have that along the walk and run. And it's really nice to see your loved one or a good friend name alongside the road in hot pink, of course. So I urge everyone to come out. It's a lot of fun. And the proceeds this year, too, I want to say, goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. We're not running for one special person. So half the proceeds will go to them. And we work hand-in-hand with them. So
it's a good organization.
It is. It's very much so.
And then let's continue on here. Sean, activities continue on throughout the day. The Chili Cook-Off, which I think has grown and grown over the years, will be held Saturday. And what can you tell us about the Chili Cook-Off this year?
Well, we have some changes in the Chili Cook-Off this year. Most notably, we have some new chairman and co-chairman. Jim Whalen and Dave Heaton have retired. Retired to continue to cook. So
they want to play and
they want to be content.
They want to go for the money.
That's right. Both great guys have done a fantastic job over the years, really put on a very successful event. As you said, it's gotten bigger and bigger. We have had many many great chili cooks come through the gates there at the beer tent. And a lot of local families. We've got grandparents and sons and daughters and grandchildren cooking together. A lot of entries. Always a great time. Always goes for a wonderful cause. All the proceeds go to the special ed program, the Panhandle Schools.
Good cause there.
It is. They're wonderful people over there. We will have a few of the special ed instructors, teachers. There to be judges and participate this year. Love to see those ladies come out. They do a great job with that program. This is the 26th annual, so we're moving up there in the years a little bit. It's kind of nice to see something continue on. Pretty much everything stays the same. We'll start cooking around 10 a.m. Cooks will be required to bring their own cooking equipment, unprepared ingredients. Fire their cookers and make some chili. Turn in is at 2 p.m. and judging takes place for about an hour, and results will be given right before the parade.
And of course, Sports Saturday will be broadcasting from the Chili Dome that morning during the program as well. And Dave, moving on, a couple of events here on Saturday. You've got Exorna playing again. They're coming back for another round this year as well.
Exorna is going to play for Sean and Ray there during the chili cook-off. Then later in the evening, they're going to come over and play on the main stage, actually kind of between the festivities of the Queen Pageant. So that's going to happen. And later on that evening, of course, in the beer tent, the Band 808 will be take the stage. Our good friend Janet formed this group. She was with the group F5 that played at Farmersville. They were on our stage for years, besides being State Fair, Sangamon County Fair. So we're really looking forward to having her and her group back. And also during the day, don't forget the tractor pull. And there's a big volleyball tournament. And it's at 10 o'clock. And you can show up there, or you can get a hold of Garrett Fuchs. They're in Raymond. So... That should round out the day pretty much, except obviously
the
rides.
The Queen coronation, too, that
I
night.
I don't want to forget the Queen coronation.
You can't forget the Queen coronation now.
You know, our retiring Queen, Ann Reiman, we're real proud of her, as we are every girl that's been Queen over the years at Farmersville. She'll be participating there in her last night, her last duties as the 2011 Miss Irish Days, and I think we've got five young ladies vying for Miss Irish Days this year.
That's a nice little number.
It's a nice little group. You know, for a small town to have four or five or six girls, it says something. So it's just kind of, we just don't have the big families anymore.
And last but surely not least, of all the entertainment and activities going on for Irish Days, we can't forget we've got a big parade that will step off on Saturday afternoon as well, and then the kitty parade is Friday.
Thursday night. Kitty parade, I left it out, but it is Thursday night, yeah, and I think it starts at 7. I believe you get there if you want to register, 6:45. You need to line up. So it's down at Newton and Nobby Streets there by the old South Elevator.
And then, of course, the Irish States Parade is Saturday at 4 o'clock.
O'clock.
So
yep.
Basically, the weekend for the 14th through the 16th, that's already planned. Farmersville's the place to be.
We're hoping for the good Lord to bless us with some wonderful weather like we've had this week. I'm hoping the weather department here at WSMI can do something about it. Maybe T-Tote will bring good luck to the Chili Dome with the infamous Sports Saturday.
Well, I hope he does, and I hope the weather does come out and cooperate well, and it's always a good time at Irish Days, and that's going to do it for around Montgomery County. Dave, Ruth, and Sean, I thank you so much for stopping by and telling us a little bit about the 102nd Irish Days celebration. It won't be long. You'll be planning the 103rd Irish Days.
Oh, give me a break, Tobin.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you guys for stopping by.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Dave Leonard, Ruth Byers, and Sean Webb from the Irish Days Committee. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.